Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. It's about time this time, but not much time. Meet the zeptosecond, the shortest unit of time ever measured, by Stephanie Pappas, Live Science contributor, October 17, 2020, on the Live Science website. Scientists have measured the shortest unit of time ever, the time it takes light to travel across a hydrogen molecule. That time, for the record, is 247 zeptoseconds. A zeptosecond is a trillionth of a billionth of a second, or a decimal point followed by 20 zeros and a 1. Previously, researchers had dipped into the realm of zeptoseconds. In 2016, researchers reporting in the journal Nature Physics used lasers to measure the time increments down to 850 zeptoseconds. This accuracy is a huge leap from the 1999 Nobel Prize-winning work that first measured time in femtoseconds, which are millions of billions of seconds. It takes femtoseconds for chemical bonds to break and form, but it takes zeptoseconds for light to travel across a single hydrogen molecule, H2. To measure this very short trip, physicist Reinhard Dorner from Goethe University in Germany and his colleague shot X-rays from the Petra 3 X-ray source at Deutsches Elektronen-Synchrotron, or DESY, a particle accelerator in Hamburg. The researchers set the energy of X-rays so that a single photon, or particle of light, knocked the two electrons out of the hydrogen molecule. A hydrogen molecule consists of two atoms of hydrogen, each with a proton and an electron. The photon bounced one electron out of the molecule, and then the other, a bit like a pebble skipping over a top of a pond. These two interactions each created a wave. The two waves interacted to create an interference pattern, which Dorner and his colleagues could measure with a tool called the Cold Target Recoil Ion Momentum Spectroscopy Reaction Microscope. This tool is essentially a very sensitive particle detector that can record extremely fast atomic and molecular reactions. This microscope recorded both the interference pattern and the position of the hydrogen molecule throughout the interaction. Since we knew the spatial orientation of the hydrogen molecule, we used the interference of the two electron waves to precisely calculate when the photon reached the first and then when it reached the second hydrogen atom, stated Sven Grundmann, a study co-author at the University of Rostock in Germany. What time? Well, 247 zeptoseconds, with some wiggle room depending upon the distance between the hydrogen atoms within the molecule at the precise moment the photon winged by. The measurement is essentially capturing the speed of light within the molecule. This is one of those things that today's physicists work at that are far removed from what most of us would ever sense or attempt to measure in our worldly experience. According to this article, these folks were able to use that cold target recoil ion momentum gizmo to know how the two atoms were positioned and measure the time difference when that one particle of light hit the first atom and then when it hit the second. I can't begin to fathom all the details of how you could create and guide a single photon to play pinball across two hydrogen atoms in a single molecule of hydrogen, or how they measured that interference pattern and used the results to calculate the time interval. But then, when it comes to measuring time, I struggle to get the back cover off my wristwatch when I need to change batteries. This whole experiment had one thing going for it, though. After what was probably a great deal of time and effort to set up the whole experiment, making the actual measurement must have taken almost no time at all. Thanks to Live Science for their permission to use this material here at KTWH, and thank you for all the zeptoseconds you spent listening to this bit. Until next time, goodbye.